News Talk 1620 WTAW. I'm with William Clem, senior professor at Texas A&M University. Today we're going to talk about some of the memory tips that he has from his research in memory.
Well, I started off with memory research back in the 60s and left it for many decades and recently started up again. But mainly I track the research literature in memory and try to find reports that are relevant to everyday memory problems. And I write these up in a blog called thankyoubrain.blogspot.com. I also post some of these at Psychology Today's website. And all of these blogs apparently interest a lot of people, and I'm up over 300,000 reader views now on these posts. My current book just came out in August. It's called Memory Power 101, and it's available in through bookstores or at skyhorse.com, that's the publisher, or at Amazon, of course. And I also have a book for students called Better Grades, Less Effort. That appeals to students, as you might imagine.
I believe it.
And that's an e-book that the best place to get it is at smashwords.com, because you can get it in any format there. Amazon has it, but of course it's limited to Kindle. One thing that applies to students and also to seniors for different reasons is attentiveness. Now, seniors become less attentive just as part of the aging process. And students are less attentive because they multitask. And the brain doesn't work well that way. The brain wants to do one thing at a time, and multitasking is inefficient. And especially, by definition, it means you're not paying attention to any one thing. And attentiveness is crucial to memory formation. You know, if it doesn't register well, it won't be remembered well either. Other things that are important are sleep. Most people don't get enough sleep, and they may not realize the connection between sleep and memory. It turns out your memories are being formed while you sleep, so even though you think your brain is resting, it's actually doing useful things. The process is called consolidation, where the brain converts the day's learning experiences into more permanent form so that the memory of it lasts longer.
That's very neat. Do you have any suggestions for people who are forced to multitask, maybe for their job or things like that?
Well, the best thing to do is the opposite of what most people do. Most people try to memorize by rote. You just repeat something over and over again. And that's not very efficient. Whereas the best way is to make associations. Associate what you're trying to learn with something you already know. And the best way to make associations is with visual images. And I talk about those in the books. These are the techniques that so-called memory athletes use, where they go to contests to see how much they can memorize quickly. And these people can memorize like four decks of cards in 30 minutes, or strings of digits that are 80 digits long. And you know, these are fantastic things that you might think ordinary people can't do. But ordinary people can do these things if they learn the tricks, which I discuss in the books.
And is there a difference between short-term and long-term memory, as in I'm memorizing something for this test tomorrow, or something that you've learned to where you remember it your whole life?
Well, that relates to this consolidation issue. You can memorize things short-term without getting it formed in long-term memory. And in the case of students, for instance, you know, it's sort of traditional to study from test to test. And once you take the test, you forget that and you go start studying for the next test. And the problem is memory doesn't get formed well that way. You need to repeat the memorization spread out over time. And the more you spread it out over time, and the more lasting the memory becomes, so that it's always there.
Okay, so repetition over time is basically the best way to ensure that your short-term experiences or things you're trying to learn will be retained for indefinite periods of time.
Yeah, absolutely. I think you said it better than I did.
Oh, gosh. Well.
Everybody can get better at memorizing. And a lot of people falsely believe they're sort of stuck with the ability they have. But, you know, if you learn how to be more efficient and use some of these memory tricks, everybody can get better at it, even seniors.
Now, I do have a quick question. This is sort of off topic, but why is memory affected? At least in my life, my experience has been that when I've been through a great shock or the grief process, it seems like a lot of times that will adversely affect my memory and ability to recall memories, or if I'm trying to learn something, it's really difficult when I'm going through grief. Or
yeah, you're not alone in that regard. That problem exists for everybody. And we don't know exactly why, but a likely explanation is that the part of the brain that forms memories, it happens to be called the hippocampus, is also intimately involved in the circuitry that processes emotions. And presumably that little part of the brain can't handle all of that very well at the same time.
Well, interesting. So that's probably why it's easier to remember things when you're very, very happy or...
Oh, absolutely.
Really, really scared, huh?
Absolutely.
Thank you very much for your time. That's Dr. William Clem from Texas A&M University. You're listening to News Talk 1620 WTAW.